基督得胜的尊名求你。
阿们。
我们上个礼拜在这里思想到，我们在神面前我们应当做一个怎样的人。
Last week we meditated here that before the Lord, what kind of man we should be.
因为当我们以为我们自己懂得别人有罪的时候
，Because as we thought that we know that others are sinning,
我们就不得不承认罪性是在人的生命里面。
Then we got to acknowledge the sinful nature is within us.
但我们却不愿意承认我们自己是有罪的。
But we do not want to acknowledge we are sinners ourselves.
一个不愿意承认自己有罪的人，却会论断别人的时候，就证明他良心深处知道罪是。
To someone that he doesn't want to acknowledge the sinner, yet he wants to judge others, which means he knows that deep in his conscience, he has the sinful nature.
所以在第一章跟第二章之间的微妙的关系，许多的解经书都没有提出来。
So the very profound relationship with chapter 1 and chapter 2 commentators never comment on it.
第一章给我们看见一个人对神的不恭敬，不把他当作神来敬拜他、荣耀他。
Chapter 1 allows us to see that because man doesn't honor God as God and to worship Him.
所以人以生命同真理的源头隔绝的结果，就生活在没有真理、没有良善的生活的。
And where they severe from the source and truth of God, then they live in a life which is immoral.
啊，他这个生活是凭着一种自由去选择他要做的而生活。
And、this kind of life is live within your own liberty. They choose their own way of life.
这个自由的本身是神所给的那个最尊贵。的一个本质
and liberty is the essence whereby God has given to us as the highest gift.
人竟然把最尊贵的本质作为最卑贱的行为的一个基础。
But this highest essence God has given to mankind becomes the foundation of the most mean conduct the man ever had.
所以人不能说上帝啊，我反对你把自由给我。
So man cannot say to God, God, I oppose you to give me liberty.
因为当一个人说上帝啊，我反对你给我自由的时候，他对上帝的反对正应用上帝给他的自由来反对。
Because if someone were to say, God, I oppose you for giving liberty, it's exactly him using the liberty God has given him to oppose you.
如果你反对神给你自由，为什么？你会用自由来对上帝产生反
应。If you oppose that God give you liberty, why should you use the liberty God has given to you to oppose Him?
我们常常在罪中间麻痹了，我们就没不知道，我们一方面在罪中，一方面不愿意承认自己在罪中。
Many times we are numb in our sin, at the same time we are sinning, and yet we don't acknowledge we are sinning.
所以自由是很尊贵的本质。
So liberty is an essence which is very honorable.
却成为产生各样卑贱。违背尊贵原则的行动
But can you come to the principle of conduct that produces men of sinful acts?
而当这些堕落性的东西这些败坏的东西把我们的自由的尊贵吞噬之后
When this evil kind of thing has engulfed our liberty
我们也还以为自己还在原有的尊贵的自由的中间
We still thought that we are in those glorious and honor liberty essence
一个人犯了罪他就随便指责别人不对不对不对不对
So when man has sinned he tried to also judge others as wrong as wrong as wrong
当我们论断别人的时候
At the time when we judge others
也就是我们相信人性中间是有罪的，不然我怎么会看得见呢
？It is also at the same time we acknowledge in man there's a sinful nature. If not, how can we see that they're wrong?
那为什么我们看见别人的罪，却不知道自己也是人，也在罪恶中间
？And how come we see that others are sinful and yet we ourselves are sinful and yet we don't see?
所以这世界就这个人定别人的罪，别的人定其他人的罪。现在轮到神对全世界宣布说：“你在论断人的。”你所犯的罪跟你所论断的是一样的。
So this is the world where I condemn you and you condemn me, but you wait for God to judge the whole world that we are all sinners.
我相信我们每个人都擦过玻璃。
I truly believe that we have wiped the glasses before.
我们擦玻璃都常常以为脏一定是那一边。
At the time when we wipe the glasses, we thought that the filthy side is on the other side.
所以我们到那边擦的时候，才发现这边还有脏。
So when we go to the other side to wipe it, then we find that this side also is filthy.
到这边擦的时候，以为还有一些，大概是那边。
And then we wipe here, we thought that there's still some filthiness the other side.
人性就好像有这种趋向。
So man's nature has this kind of inclination.
如果事情做不好，一定有什么人给我破坏。
If there's something wrong with our doing, we thought that probably someone has gone the wrong way against us.
这个社会有许多的亏欠，因为某某人带的。灾祸来。
This world is a corrupted world because someone has sinned and corrupted the world.
好像我们自己不可能对这个社会要尽什么恶的责任。
As if it's not possible for us to be doing evil to the society.
神说不是如此。
God says not so.
我们每个人都要在神面前受审判。
That we should be judged before the Lord.
如 果我们是从神创造而来的，我们要回到神那里受他公义的审判。
If we are created by God, and then we should return back to God to be judged by the Holy God.
所以当第一章提到离开神产生罪的时候
，So when first chapter mentioned we depart from God and we sin，
第二章就提到罪一定回到神受审判。
And also the chapter two mentioned that since we sin, we got to be judged by God by returning back to Him.
万物是从神而来，靠他而立，又要归向他的。
Because all things come from God, we are founded based on Him, and then we should be judged by Him.
这个源头同归属的观念到了第十一章的最后的时候，保罗就讲得很清楚。
And so this origin and destiny, Paul had explained very clearly in chapter two.
所以第二章把这一段讲完了以后
，So after Paul had expounded at the end of chapter two,
提到在人的堕落同人的寻求的上面。有那个施下报应的神的主权
and you say there's a story of God who give the retribute and also the source of all things
所以第七节到第十节就把人分成两类
and so in verse 7 to 10 divide man into two categories
第一类的人就是在罪恶中间却有寻求良善心智的人
the first kind is those who are sinning but yet have heart to seek for good
第二类的人在罪恶中间就故意继续在犯罪的人
and the second category are those who sin and they continue to sin.
这也是整个旧约圣经里面把人分成善人、恶人的那一种分法。
And just like the Old Testament divided man into the evil one and the righteous one.
那么这样到底人是知道不知道什么叫做善，什么叫做恶呢
？So which means does man truly know what is good and what is evil?
你说当然人知道什么叫做善，什么叫做恶了。
You see, of course, man know what is good and what is evil.
每一个文化都有善恶的定义同范畴。
Because in every culture, there's a sphere and a definition.Of good and evil.
每一个这些都有善恶的论调同原则。
And also in every philosophy, there's the doctrine of philosophy, the principle of good and evil.
直到十九世纪德国的哲学家尼采出现的时候
，until the 19th century when the German philosopher Nietzsche came，
他就产生了一本书叫做《Beyond the Evil》。
And also he wrote a book Beyond the Evil.
所以他也不要管这个善恶的问题。
He doesn't want to care about good and evil.
那么这样就变成了人的存在的意志是超过了道德的范围了。
So which means when man's will of existence transcends the realm of morality.
二十世纪的哲学更加变成更可怕。
When it comes to the 20th century, it's become more horrifying.
连善恶之间有界限都慢慢把它弄到模糊掉。
Even that when the demarcation of good and evil They want to make it very vague.
在十九世纪的丹麦的思想家 Søren Abbe Kierkegaard 的思想里面
，Søren Abbe Kierkegaard of the 19th century，
他的提的 either or 是这样的，或者不是这样，到底应当怎么样？这成为他整个吊诡性的或者 paradoxical attitude of philosophical life 一个很重要的一把钥匙。
He brought up this idea of the either or and become the very important key of his paradoxical philosophy.
在他的哲学论文里面有一些这样的话语。
In his philosophical thesis, that this kind of word.
那我要怎样的？
What should I do then?
我现在到底应当怎么样
？What should I do then now?
我实实在在要怎么做才是对的呢
？Truly, how should I do in order to be good?
他用了好几个篇幅，很多的词句，就把这个心里面很难决定的这种心态的状况同困难的实质，把它表达出来。
He used a lot of words to express what kind of condition we have. This is called dilemma.
而且这个 Kierkegaard 成为二十世纪许多最伟大思想家的真正。背后的这个启发的泉源
Kierkegaard then become the inspiring spring of many of the 20th century philosophers
所以 Martin Buber 受他的影响
Martin Buber is influenced by him
Karl Barth 受他的影响
Karl Barth also influenced by him
Emil Brunner 受他的影响
Emil Brunner also influenced by him
Dietrich Bonhoeffer 受他的影响
Bonhoeffer also influenced by him
这个Albert Camus 受他的影响
Camus also influenced by him
还有 Martin Heidegger 受他的影响
Heidegger also influenced by him
Karl Jasper 受他的影响
Karl Jasper also influenced by him
不但如此法国的一些的存在主义无神论的哲学家也受他的影响
Also many of French existentialist philosophers also influenced by him
包括 Jean-Paul Sartre
Sartre
那这些的存在主义都受他的影响。
This kind of existentialist philosophy are influenced by him.
不同的地方在哪里呢
？Why is it different then?
齐克国的存在主义是有神的，是敬畏神的，这在神面前的一个存在主义。
The existentialism of Kierkegaard is a theistic existentialism.
所以他对存在的最重要的一个定义 ，to exist is to be oneself alone. before God.
那么他对这个存在主义的最大的这个定义呢，说人的这个存在呢是对神是单独的存在。
他的演化到了这个尼采到这个沙特的这个无神的存在主义的时候
，But when it comes to existentialism of the Nietzsche and also Sartre,
就变成不需要向神负责。
It comes to the state whereby you don't have responsibility to God.
我的价值由我而定。
You say, I myself determine my own value.
我里面有个绝对化自我的可能。
There's an absolute high possibility within me.
好像是神啊，你应当辞职，你下台吧，你不当做神，我是神。
Like if you say that God, you must resign, you should be God, and I should be the God.
所以有一些人就把尼采当作是二十世纪文化的一个先锋。
Some would say that this Nietzsche is the pioneer of the 20th century culture.
虽然在二十世纪开始的时候他已经结束了生命。
Even though at the beginning of 20th century, he also ended his life.
但是他是超越了善恶的范围。
But he had transcended the realm of good and evil.
他把人的意志提高了最高的地步。
He has highlighted so high the will of man.
几乎已经代替了上帝了
，and almost replaced God。
到了沙特的时候
，when it comes to time，
沙特发展自我绝对化，产生自我价值决定的真正的动因的这种思想。
So he became the motivational force of one who absolutized the self as the determination of self。
所以沙特说：“你不能让别人决定你到底有什么价值。
”And Sartre said, "You shouldn't let others decide what kind of value you have."
你的价值要由你自己的意志来决定
，because your will will decide。Your own value.
你自己可以创造你自己
，and you yourself can create your own self.
你自己可以决定你的方向
，and you yourself can determine the destiny.
你自己可以用绝对的观念来处理你前途
，using an absolute concept, you can deal with the future.
所以你的价值是你自己的意志决定出来的
，so your value is determined by your own wills.
沙特的无神论发展到最疯狂的时候
，at the most crazy kind of state of his existence.
他认为只有我的存在才是真实的
，he said that only I.My own existence is a real existence.
别人的存在对我来说是一个敌意
And others' existence to me is an enemy.
所以法国的无神的存在主义这些认为每一个人是活在一个孤岛的上面
So this friend atheism, they thought that we are living in isolated island.
所以人的存在与别人存在之间的隔离就变成存在主义里面一个很重要的因素
So the distance between the existence of one man to the other becomes a very important factor of our own existence.
这些名字叫 alienation.
It's called alienation, 疏离感
Alienation.Between one existence and another's existence.
And the 人与人之间的这个疏离
Every man's existence is in the isolated island.
每一个人的这个存在呢，都是一个孤独的岛
Other's existence is my hell.
其他人的这个存在呢，是我的地狱
Sartre 有一次在他的小说里面提到这样的话
Sartre one is never he mentioned this.
我在雨蒙蒙中间半夜开路经过一个小街
at night when I was driving through a street
突然间要开快车的时候看见一个老太婆过路
Suddenly when I was speeding I saw an old man is crossing the street
他挡住我的路线
And he blocked my sight
他减少我的速度
And reduced my speed
我这个时候应当把他撞死呢或者我应当呢让他过了才开车
Should I knock it down or should I let him go before
我是存在的
I exist
我的存在有我存在的价值和我存在的意志
And my existexistence have my own will and so my own value
所以他说把他撞死算了
You say never mind and knock him down
为什么呢
Why
因为不久他也会死了
Because he will die in the future
所以你这种人生的观念
This type of value concept in life
带来一种完全对道德不负责任只有自我存在绝对化的那可怕的一种哲学
It brings to you a kind of irresponsibility immorality and one that absolutizes your own existence
很奇怪的
But it was strange enough
像这样的哲学家会拿到诺贝尔奖金
This kind of philosopher got a Nobel Prize
当诺贝尔奖金宣布沙特可以拿到的时候
When Nobel Prize announced that he is the receiver of the Nobel Prize for that year
当然诺贝尔奖金不是因为他要撞车所以给他诺贝尔奖不是这个意思
Of course it's not because he wanted to knock that old man down that they granted him awarded him that Nobel Prize
因为他的小说在法国在这个西方这个第二次世界大战以后的影响大得不得了
Because his novel has this great influence in the Western world
结果呢沙特就宣布我不去拿
And Sartre announced that I wouldn't go and receive it
诺贝尔奖金不但是一大笔的钱财
And Nobel Prize only carry a big award
诺贝尔奖金是全世界最高的成就的荣誉
But actually it's an honor the highest honor in achievement
有文学奖
Whether it's a literary prize
有和平奖
Whether it's a Nobel Prize please
有物理奖
And a physics
这是最高荣誉的奖品
This is the highest honor man can receive
所以到底呢 So, 为什么有人说我不要去拿呢？
Why said there can be someone who said I don't want to go and receive it?
不去拿，诺贝尔奖的可能只有两个人。我如果没有记错的话
only two person I can remember that they don't go and receive the Nobel Prize.
一个共产党越南的一个范文同。
One is a 范文同 in this Vietnam.
另外一个是法国的哲学家沙特。
The other one is Sartre.
人家问他说，那你为什么不去拿的？
And people ask him, why say you don't go and take it?
他就说，因为我的价值不是别人定，是我自己定的。
Because my value is not determined by others, but by myself.
哇，当我听到那句话的时候，
When I heard the statement,
我真是佩服到五体投地，虽然我只有一体。
I admire him.
哇，这个沙特真是这个自己讲话自己遵行的。
He is the one who honors his own word.
一个人能讲不能行，无论多么伟大的理论，我们都不会尊重他。
If a man can say but cannot do it, we cannot respect his theory.
So he's so consistent of his own theory.
他对自己的思想非常一贯性。
He's so faithful to his own philosophy.
他对自己的哲学非常忠心。
He's so good and so sincere to his own ideology.
他是对自己的这个意念呢，或者意思呢，是这样忠心的。
这个人我很尊重他
，I respect him。
但是后来我发现不是这样简单。
But later I found it's not so simple。
他不拿诺贝尔奖金，不是真正诚实。他的价值有他而定。
He doesn't go and receive this Nobel Prize not because he believes that his value is not determined by others.
原来为什么呢
？Why？
因为诺贝尔奖先给一个叫 Albert Camus 的法国人，过了几十年才给他，他发脾气很久了。
Because the Nobel Prize was first given to Camus, and then later given to him, he was so angry about that.
一气之下不拿，表示自己就比别人更高一等了。
And so because of that, he doesn't want to take it, and even he's higher than others.
所以从这些所谓大思想家对道德不负责，从这种错误的无神的存在主义的影响到现在。
From this great thinker and also the influence of all this atheistic philosophy,
我们看见现在的人类在行为上的放纵。是可能比所有的时代是更可怕。
We see the people of today how we are so lustful in our conduct, maybe even horrifying than compared to the past.
以后的时代怎么样呢
？What about the future?
你会看到越来越多妖怪出现。
You can see that there are men of evil spirit will come.
越来越多没有道德感的人出现。
Many people who are irresponsible in the morality will appear.
那怎么办呢
？Then what to do?
你只能回到圣经。
You can only return back to the Bible.
因为道德这一个场地里面。不是人做主角就可以结束。
Because in the field of ethics, it's the man who becomes the main figure.
你可以照你的意志要这样要那样。我告诉你，最后的裁决权是神，不是你。
You can do according to the will, your own will, want to do this or that, but the final judge is God himself.
所以在这里就提升到上帝的宝座那里。
Because here it lifts up to the throne of God.
也为终极的报应者。
There's an ultimate one who reaps retribution.
报赏者
The one who awards retribution.
审判者
The one who judges.
他是绝对凭着他自己绝对至高的智慧和权柄行事
Absolutely, he do according to absolute wisdom and power.
这位神会不会做错事情的
？And this man, God, can he do wrong things?
不可能的
，not possible.
因为他自己是良善的本体
，because he is the ontology and substance of goodness.
他自己是智慧的本体
，and also is the substance of wisdom.
他自己是公义的本体
，and also is the substance of righteousness.
他自己是绝对知识的本体
，and also he is the substance of absolute knowledge.
因为他是良善的本体
，because he is the substance.Of a sinner,
绝对不会以恶妥协
Absolutely, he will not compromise for evil.
因为他的智慧的本体
Because the substance of wisdom,
他绝对不会做错事情
And he will not do things which is wrong.
他是公义的本体
Because the substance of righteousness,
他绝对不妥协不受贿赂随便影响他的裁决
And he will not compromise and be bribed with his judgment.
因为他是真知识的本体
Because he's a substance of true knowledge.
所以他对人心里面所隐藏的罪恶没有可能受任何知识上的偏差
So to the hidden sin of man within their heart, he cannot be interfered by any way.
这个世界需要这样一位的上帝
This world needs such a God.
上帝的存在不是因为我们需要他，他才变成存在
And the existence of God will not be exist because we need him.
他本来就是神人的本体
，because actually he is God himself.
他本来就是那绝对自我永存的那个存在的本体。
He is that absolute self-existing one.
这个就 就是告诉我们，我们的神的存在不是偶存性。
Which means the assistance of God is not coincidental assistance, contingent assistance.
不是一个 contingent, 是一个这个绝对的，不是 contingency, 不是那个偶存性。
His assistance is the absolute assistance, not contingent assistance.
是绝对至存永存的本体。
He is the substance of that absolute assisting one.
有时候我讲的词句比较深，比较有哲学性的时候，你们稍微忍耐一下。
Sometimes my terminology is more philosophical, but deal with me.
因为我知道你们平常都不想这些，你就先想这个股票多少钱。
Because in ordinary day, you never think of all this term, you never think about share market.
马币起价落价。
And whether this Malaysian dollars arise or fall.
今天生意好不好。
Whether a good business today.
我告诉你，那些不是人生最重要的事物。
Those are not the most important thing in man's life.
那是人生很需要，不是最重要。
Those things that we need in life, but not the most important.
你的生命了解这些真理的原则，你的生命就很有价值，很有意义。
Because if you were to understand this principle of life, then your life will become very valuable.
我们多数的人没有机会好好受哲学的训练。
And many of us not have this opportunity to be trained philosophically.
甚至在神学院里面上哲学的课也很少。
Even in the theological seminary, very seldom we have this philosophy class.
如果你有机会到哲学课程里面上，可能你受的是错误的哲学。
Even you have this philosophy training, maybe you are training a wrong philosophy.
更显出这种讲座在这一方面的供应是很重要。是很需要。
All the more it manifests because supply provision in this seminar is very important.
因为神才是最后的裁决者。
Because God is the ultimate judge.
所以如果神裁决错了，那怎么办呢？
If God were to judge it wrongly, then what can we do?
你说高等法院的审判错误的时候，我要上诉到最高的法院。
If the judgment from the high court would be wrong, we appeal to the Supreme Court.
最高的法院在裁决错的时候，那我就死了。
If the Supreme Court would judge wrongly, then I should surely die.
因为是最高的法院。
Because the Supreme Court.
在托尔斯泰的短篇小说里
，In Tolstoy, his short novel,
有一个人
，There was a man,
因为被认为是杀人的
，Because he was deemed to be murderer,
认为证据充足，要法官就裁判他，要被关。
And all the evidence pointing that he's a murderer, he to be imprisoned for 20 years.
我不记得是26还是28年。
I can't remember 26 or 28 years.
那么关在哪里呢？
Where to be imprisoned?
把他冲进到西伯利亚去。
And he was exiled in Siberia.
只有这个人自己知道他是冤枉的。
But he himself knows that he had been wrong against.
但是口才不够。
But he is not eloquent enough.
没有钱请律师。
He doesn't have the money to hire a lawyer.
没有办法去左右法官对他的制裁。
And he cannot influence the judgment coming from the judge. 所以
他只能捶着自己的胸，抱怨自己命运不好，被送到苏伯利亚。
So very sadly, he said that I'm fated, and then he went to Siberia.
他只有一个盼望。
There's only one hope that he has.
上帝啊，替我伸冤。
God, revenge for me.
我这一生就完了。
Because I'll finish my life.
我二十多年以后出来，我就变成一个没有用的老人了。
For 20 years later, I become an old man.
那个时候已经我的生命最终的一程了。
And also they become the latest state of my life.
而且在那样可怕的西伯利亚，整年在寒冷的冬天中间，我能活到多久？
In such a cold Siberia, how long can I live?
我要挨饿，我要服劳，我要被鞭打，受囚禁，我要痛苦这一后半生。
I've been starved, I've been weeping in prison for my whole life.
但是我告诉你
，But I tell you,
当他被关到剩下不久要放出来的时候
，When he was being imprisoned until the last few years,
突然间有人来开后门
，Somebody came and locked the door,
把他的门开起来
，and opened his door.
从最高的这个王宫里面下令来
，It came from the emperor to command.
因为证明你是没有罪
，Because they've been proven that you are not a criminal.
现在你可以平安的离去
，Now you can leave peacefully.
现在
Now
你说我
You say me
可以离去了吗
That I can leave now
好
Yes
离去
And he go
他已经老得不得了
He was so old already
到哪里去
When he left Where to go
我的亲人都死了
My all relatives have been dead
我的朋友不知道在哪里
I don't know where are my friends
我现在是举止无亲的人
I do not have any relative at all now.
我是已经没有年轻的体力在做工。
I do not have a physical body to work anymore.
他离去的悲伤比他进监牢的悲伤还更大。
So the way he left was not sad compared to the time when he came in.
为什么这么久突然间有这样一道命令出来的
？Why is that after such a long time there's such a release coming in?
因为真正杀人的人几十年没有平安，结果自己去投保。
Because the true murderer do not have peace in his heart and then he reported himself.
从头翻案。
And then they start to judge again.
从头供认一切。
And also he starts to confess everything.
研究结果的时候。
So when they study the confession.
这才是真正的凶手。
So this is a true murderer.
所以王说下令释放他。
So the emperor said release him.
给他自由。
So giving freedom again.
王可以给他自由，在不能给他青春呢。
But the emperor can give him freedom, cannot give him youth anymore.
可以给他以后不再关监牢，但是不能洗去过去关了他几十年不能赔偿。
Can just so that in the future he will not be in prison, but in the past cannot be repaid.
所以世界上有良心的人。
So those have conscience in the world.
良心的深处要求一定有一个最高的上帝。
Deep in the heart, they demand that there must be a just God.
这样人的命运不受那些不义的法官所制裁。
So that man's destiny is not being determined by the evil man.
不受那些政府的首长所玩弄。
And also being determined by those corrupt in the society.
但我要问你，神的存在是良心的要求吗？
But God's existence, is it a demand of conscience?
神的存在是我们公义的一种这个盼望吗？
Is it the hope of our righteousness?
圣经说不是。
The Bible says no.
神的存在是使我们产生公义要求的真正原因。
That it is because of the existence of God and it produces kind of demand for righteousness.
神的存在更是我们能够在公义之下受他公义制裁的真正保证。
And it is because of the existence of God that we are protected, we can judge rightly.
所以第七节到第十节
so verses 7 and 10
就给我们看见世上善人恶人之上有决定善人恶人最后结局最高的上帝
allow us to see that between the good and evil of the world there's the final judge who is the one who determines who is good who is evil
你听完上面一段你再读这一段你就更明白
after you heard this then you understand what's following
现在我们大家再来读第七节
now we read verses 7
凡恒心行善寻求荣耀尊贵不能朽坏就以永生报应他们
To those who by persistence on doing good seek glory, honor and immortality he will give eternal life
大家再读一次凡恒心行善寻求荣耀尊贵不能朽坏之父的就以永生报应他们第八节
Verse 8
唯有结党不顺从真理凡顺从不义的就以愤怒恼恨报应他们
But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil there will be a wrath and anger
这是上帝的作为
This is the deed of God
所以上帝从天上看下来
That God from heaven had looked down to us
人真是有两种
Man have two kinds.
这两种是把它最原则性的分开的两种。
And these two kinds divided by principle.
有一些人他寻求良善。
For some who seek for good,
然后他知道什么是良善，他就恒心去行出来。
And they know what is good and do it persistently.
这行善的恒心是很要紧的一件事情。
And some for someone to do good persistently is very important.
保罗自己说：“你们行善若不黑心，到了时候就必收成。”
Paul said that if you're not faith in the doing good, when the time comes, you'll repay good.
我们每个人小的时候都是很有良心的。
You know, when we're young, we're all a good conscience.
我们第一次说谎，心跳得好厉害。
The first time when we lie, our heart just jump.
我们第一次做错事，自己责备自己很辛苦。
And the first time we do good, wrong thing, we rebuild ourselves.
我们晚上不能睡。
We cannot sleep at night.
为什么我们还有那个起初赤子之心、良善的本性在里面？
Because we have the pure goodness and conscience within us.
但是后来我们看。做好事吃亏的。
When then we see that if we don't do a good, it doesn't repay me good.
做坏事才赚钱呢。
But if you are evil, you earn much money.
慢慢就对自己说了，那不必做太好了。
Then you tell yourself, I don't have to do good.
坏人坐好车，好人吃稀饭。
And the evil one will drive big cars, and the good one will take a Porsche.
行善的不发达，发财的都不行善。
And those who do good will not be prosperous, but those who are prosperous are not good men.
中国人说为富不仁，为人不富。A good man cannot be rich, A rich man cannot be good, 就是这样。He is so good that even this he doesn't know. 一个好人不能发财的。
Because a good man cannot be prosperous.
他发财的就不是好人。
And those are prosperous and a good man.
我当然不要绝对讲这个话。
Of course, I don't want to absolutize this.
我相信有一些财富是神给的。
Because I believe some wealth are given by God.
但是太少人是在神所给的恩典里面得到真正好的财富。
But few have true good wealth in the grace of God.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
所以你就慢慢妥协了。
So you compromise.
慢慢对自己讲话。
And you tell yourself.
我相信呢，心理学里面有一件事你要很注意。
I believe that in psychology is something got to pay attention to.
就是你对自己讲什么话，很影响你以后怎样做人。
Whatever you say to yourself will influence how you behave in the future.
你大病以后。
When you are sick, great illness after that.
失恋以后。
After you've been jilted.
你痛苦以后。
And after you suffer much.
挫折的最厉害的时候。
After you become so frustrated.
你常常会自己对自己讲话，但是小声讲。
Many times very softly you tell yourself.
因为太大声了，人家说你神经病。
Because you say loudly, people say you're mentally wrong.
所以你自己对自己讲话。
When you speak to yourself.
这个就是存在主义的即我存在跟对我存在之间的对话。
This in existence, we say that the self-existence telling to the
existence in itself and existence to itself.
The existence in itself and to itself is having kind of dialogue.
自我存在跟对我存在。
Existence in itself and existence to itself.
那你自己对自己讲话。
When you speak to your own self.
当你自己对自己讲话的时候，去产生一个暂时性的结论。
Then it becomes a temporary conclusion.
可以吗
？Can I?
是不是这样对你
？Is it the right one?
如果不这样怎么办
？If not, how would I do?
那么要不要做下去呢
？Can I? Must I continue?
如果做了不对怎么办
？If it's wrong, what to do?
但如果不做又怎么办
？If I don't do, what will happen?
后来就暂时性结论了。好了，就这样算了。
Then I draw the conclusion. Okay, I'll do it this way.
不管他人喜欢不喜欢。
No matter people like it or not.
Good, 不管他父母知道不知道。
No matter their parents know or not.
我就这样做。
I will do this man.
那个这个暂时性结论一下了以后呢
？But after you make this temporary conclusion,
没有把握对不对
？He's not sure whether it's right or wrong.
就开始寻找群众心理的支持。
Then you find the support on a mass psychology.
然后在第二次对自己讲话的时候
，and the second time when he talked to himself,
不要紧了，反正很多人都这样嘛。
Now why? Because all people do that that way.
不单是我嘛。
I'm not alone.
如果要下地狱也很热闹。
If we go to hell, it will be a busy place.
不会太孤单。
I will not be so lonely.
所以你就自己对自己讲话了。
So you talk to yourself.
越讲越支持。
The more you say, the more you support yourself.
越讲越坚定。
The more you say, the more you are determined.
到这里说，我就是这样的人。
And then say, I'm such a man.
然后你就不再让你的良心很忠心的来指责你错在什么地方。
Then you will not allow your conscience very faithfully to point out where it's wrong.
然后你就变成一个寻求不对的人。
Then you become someone who seeks for the evil.
第二种。
And the second category.
当你困难的时候。
When you're in suffering.
突然间你对自己错。
Suddenly you tell to yourself.
我虽然有困难。
Even though I have difficulties.
我无论如何不能妥协。
No matter so, I will not compromise.
我无论如何不能这样下去。
I wouldn't do it such manner.
我是人。
I'm a man.
人有人的尊贵。
Man has man's honor.
人有道德的责任。
We have a responsibility in ethics.
我不能这样。
I wouldn't do such way.
虽然很多人是这样。
Even though people are such.
我不要这样。
I would want to be so.
我心上没有火效怎么办
？What there's no reason for me to do good.
不要去做下去。
Now I continue.
总有一天
，there'll be one day.
老天有眼睛
，the heaven has eye.
一定知道我的困难。
He'll know my difficulties.
一定知道我没有错。
He will know I'm not wrong.
一定会给我力量。
Surely he'll give me strength.
所以他就冥冥之中的一直行善下去。
So he'll continue to do good.
我告诉你，这些人不一定是基督徒。
This kind of people may not be Christians.
换一句话说，非基督徒中间也有一些人是努力行善。
Within non-Christians are those people who are persistent in their doing good.
那么你说这个跟全本圣经有没有违背呢
？Is there a contradiction compared to Bible?
有一些违背。
There are some contradictions.
为什么意思呢
？What's the meaning?
圣经说呢，在世界上的没有一个人是真正寻求上帝，也没有一个人真正行善。
Because in the Bible it says that there's no one who truly do good and truly seek for the truth.
连一个都没有
，not even one.
当我讲到罗马书第三章第十、十一、十二节的时候，我会很清楚地交代这个事。
When I expound the Romans chapter 3 verses 10, 11, and 12, I will give this very clearly account of it.
那么你如果相信没有真正行善的，为什么你说这里有一些非基督徒都会行善呢
？If you were to say that there's no one who truly do good, why is there a non-Christian? Here you say that they do good persistently.
我想你这些人呢，
These are people I say.
神正在预备有一天他们可以接受耶稣基督。
God has prepared them so that one day they'll receive Christ Jesus.
我暂时好像还没有信仰。
And as if at this moment they don't have a faith.
他们在过程中间挣扎。
But in the transition they are struggling.
神已经在暗中预备他们。
God has prepared them in a hidden way.
所以你不要太急骂那些不信主的人是灭亡的。
Do not be so rushed in condemning those people who don't believe in Christ yet.
你信耶稣，你的父母反对你很厉害，你的父母可能是比很多基督徒更好心善。
When you were to believe in Christ Jesus, your parents opposed very drastically. Maybe they are the one who will believe later on.
他们反对的时候，你不要完全生气他，因为他可能反对的很有理由。
When they oppose you, do not feel very sad because they may have a right reason to oppose you.
有时候我们劝人，请你信耶稣，任何的信徒，信耶稣的坏蛋，信耶稣的很多坏人。
Sometimes we ask people to believe in Jesus Christ, they do not want to believe.
那你怎么回答呢？
How are they going to reply?
岂有此理！你骂基督徒是吧？
How can you exclude
Christ? 你以为你是好人吗？
You think you're a good man?
我告诉你，这样讲一定不会叫他得救的。
I tell you, if you were to reply this man, he would not be one of the Christians.
基督徒是坏人。
Because he said, "All Christians are evil."
那么你生气，他说，你看又加一个。
You're angry, say one more. Oh my goodness.
更证明他所讲的是对的。
All the more to prove that what he says is right.
你就上他的当。
Then you are being tricked.
所以当他讲基督徒不好的时候
，When he said Christians are no good,
你要知道他讲一定有理由。
There must be a reason for him to say that.
可能有人骗过他的钱。
Maybe some Christians cheated him.
可能有基督徒看不起过他。
Maybe some Christians despised him.
所以他就把一些基督徒的形象，因为这几个人的缘故，把他一而盖一这个把以偏概全，一概把他看下去。
So he have generalized of some impression of some bad Christians.
所以我遇到这样的情形怎么样
？So when I encounter such thing, what I do?
基督徒都是坏蛋。
All Christians are bad.
我怎么回答呢？
I would say,
哎，真的很多坏蛋。
Oh yes, a lot of Christians are good.
都是你回答很多。
You say many. You say,
那么你就开始中和他了。
So you try to neutralize him.
他说：“请问你这基督徒怎么会承认我讲的
？”And how come you Christians send me that?
哇，真的有一些糊里糊涂基督徒真是坏透了。
Well, some of the Christians were Catholic Christians, even Christians.
你很聪明，你会看出这个事情。
Oh, you are very clever. You can see the thing.
他就感到你喊他同情了，他就感到你不错。
So he feels that you sympathize him, and then he feels that you're good.
我们要讲诚实话。
We must be very honest.
因为有些基督徒是基督教教徒、礼拜堂堂徒、宗派派徒、某某会会徒，生活糊里糊涂。
So because some of Christians are only nominal Christians.
所以有些人受骗以后，他讲基督徒不好，这是他的自由嘛。
So some have been cheated by Christians. They say Christians are no good. This is their own freedom.
就是他讲错了，还有他的自由嘛。
Even though he is saying wrongly, yet that is his own freedom.
何况他讲的可能是对的。
And maybe sometimes he say rightly.
为什么你要生气呢？
Why say you must get angry with him?
所以你应当说是的，一定有这样的基督徒。
So you must say yes, there must be some of these Christians.
连耶稣十二个门徒就有一个姓犹的，叫做犹大。
Even Christ Jesus disciple 12 and one is Judah.
真是贪财骗钱，连老师都卖掉。
And he's
这么聪明的经济学家，你看。
He's the one who treat as a treasurer who betrays his own master.
好，那你就跟他同行。
And then you sympathize with him.
问他受过什么基督徒的苦。
And ask him what kind of wrong he has been done against the Christians.
这就是你的心灵跟他的了解可以接近。
And that's why you become empathy with him.
那这种人
，And this kind of people，
如果他看见基督的毛病发脾气，就表示他本身不是没有道德观的人。
If you were to say they have something wrong with Christians, they get angry, which means they have a sense of morality with them.
谁知道这些人有信主就比许多基督徒更好？
Maybe in the future, if they become Christian, they're better than this kind of Christian.
所以我们要做智慧、公正、传福音的上帝的。
So we must be the servant of God who is wise and just.
这些人可能会信主。
Maybe this kind of people will turn to Christ.
那么在不信主的人中间，有道德观念、有公义感、不随便做人，且不容易信耶稣的人，这些人可能是神正在预备他。
Among the non-Christians, there are people who do not believe in Christ easily, but yet God prepared them so that in the future they will come become Christians.
如果这种恒心行善的人
，If these are people who persistently do good,
他看见有一些的基督徒比他恒心行善更善
，They will see Christians who persistently do good better than they do.
他就受吸引
，Then they are attracted.
他就渴慕了
，Then they desire.
他就等待你的神可以印证他的善，可以赐福给他。他就更容易信。
Then they wait for your God to confirm His goodness, and more easily they'll believe.
你说圣经有这样的例子吗
？You say, are there such examples in the Bible?
有
，Yes.
在哪里呀
？Where?
哥尼流嘛。
Cornelius.
哥尼流行善。
Cornelius did good.
他敬虔。
And also,
敬畏上帝
，godly, honor God,
不认识耶稣
，but he doesn't know Christ.
结果他就派人去找信耶稣的彼得来对他讲道。
So he asked people to ask Peter to come and preach to him.
如果你从全本圣经的原则来看，不是他找，是上帝找他。
If you see from the principle of the Bible, it's not he who seeks, but God sought him.
所以这些恒心行善的人。
These are people who do good persistently.
这是寻求尊贵荣耀的。
The one who seek for honor and glory.
那您请你注意这两个字，两个名词出现的时候。
And here we come these two terms.
这原是神为人定的一个冠冕。
And God has put a crown on us.
上帝照自己的形象样式造。
God has created us according to image and likeness.
赐给他们尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
And give him crown which is the honor and glory.
人在万物之上，人的价值在乎。人有尊贵，有荣耀。
Man is above all things, and his honor is that he got a crown with honor and glory.
所以这就恒心行善。
So these people who do persistently
寻求尊贵荣耀
，to seek for honor and glory.
请你注意，不是寻求虚荣同富贵的人
，not to seek for vanity and prosperity.
不是寻求富贵
，not seeking for wealth and prosperity.
是寻求尊贵。
But seeking for honor,
他不是寻求虚荣
，not vanity. They seek
是寻求尊荣
，but glory and honor.
他不是寻求自己的那种荣耀，自己的那个虚浮的外表
，not seeking for the vanity which is glorifying himself.
寻求的真正有价值的荣耀的本身
，but to seek for the essence of glory itself.
所以就表示这个人性里面。那个原有的 potential 那个潜在呢现在变成他一个追求的对象
which is in human nature in human potential become something we seek for
这是 很重要的字
this is very important terminology
我在美国华盛顿曾经有五天的聚会就讲这两个名词
in Washington DC I spent 5 sessions to talk on these two terms
最后一天呢一个中国大陆的这个大使馆的人来听
on the last day one of a person from the ambassador of China came
后来我要到飞机上去，他拉着我。
So I want to go to the airport and he calls on me.
他说我只有来听一次。
I come only once. Say,
很可惜。
Very pitiful.
我说你可以买录音带吗
？I said you can buy the tapes.
他说你放心，你的东西我们都会注意。
He said that we pay attention to all that you will tape.
他说照你这样讲的。
According to what you have spoken,
我告诉你
，I tell you,
基督教可以救中国。
And this Christianity can save China.
我是国务院派来美国的。
And I've been sent by the parliament.
我把地址给你。
I give my address.
我只有把我家的地址，不把我的这个办公室的地址。
I'll give only my home address and office address.
我要设法有一天用中国政府的名义，请你回去中国大陆的讲学。
I'll invite you back to China officially so that you can speak to us.
很可惜，那个事情不久以后就发生了六四运动。
But very pitifully, after that, the June the 4th incident happened.
我完全没有跟他联络。
So I do not have any contact with him.
但是当他听到尊贵荣耀的时候
，When he heard about honor and glory,
这感觉这是整个文化里面最接近的一个很中心的点。
And this crystallized the point of the culture.
这两个名词就是在上帝造人的时候已经把这个重要的观念放在人里。
And these two terms is what God has put in us when He created us.
荣耀是以道德有绝对关系的一个名词
Glory is something with absolute relationship with ethics
这个尊贵是以价值观有绝对关系的一个名词
And honor is something with absolute relationship with the value
什么叫尊贵
What about honor
就是尊有尊荣有价值的有贵重的那个这个价值的本体
Which is something with pleasure something pleasure and something which is honorable and valuable
诗篇第八篇道主
In Psalm number 8, it tells us,
上帝造人
God has created man,
尊贵荣耀为冠冕
and they put a crown with glory and honor to us,
赐给人
and has given to us.
希伯来书第二章告诉我
and Hebrews chapter 2 says,
人根本没有真正达到尊贵荣耀
man have not really reached honor and glory.
所以自创世以来
so ever since the creation of man,
我们没有看见有一个人使万物都伏在他的脚下
we have never seen anyone who has submitted everything to him,
唯独见暂时比天使微小一点的耶稣
Only we see Christ Jesus who have been lower a little bit compared to the angel temporarily
借着受死的苦得了荣耀尊贵为冠冕
And through the suffering of death he has gained the crown of glory and honor
所以保罗在这里提到上帝所预备的那些得永生的人
So when Paul said that what God has prepared for those who have eternal life
其中有一种就是这种人
One kind of this people
恒心行善
very persistently they do good.
他是寻求荣耀尊贵的。
They seek for glory and honor.
在道德上。
In morality,
在价值观上
，in value，
他是有方向、有原则的。
He has a direction, he has a principle.
不但如此呢
，not only so，
他又寻求不朽。
He seeks immortality.
什么叫做不朽呢
？What is immortality？
不可能死的
，something that cannot die，
不可能毁坏
，something that cannot corrupt。
所以他要求的是那尊贵、长存、永存、不朽坏、不死的那个真正的价值。
So he the demand for the true value, which is immortal, which is immortality, which is honor, which is glory.
这种人是基督徒吗
？These are people are they Christians？
这种人是被预定。已经在正轨中间行走，却还没有认识耶稣的基督。
They have been predestined to be Christian, but they're in the process of becoming Christian.
所以神正预备他们。
So God is preparing them.
我相信这些是选民。
I believe that these are elect.
如果有一种人是真正的恒心行善
，If there are these people who persistently do good,
寻求尊贵荣耀
，and seek for glory and honor,
他等候不朽的来临
，and waiting for the immortality to come.
这种人不会因为他自己行善就可以得救。
And this kind of people want to be saved.Because they do good.
不因为他寻求尊贵荣耀，他就变成一个得救的人。
They become a saved man because they do those honor and glory.
所以这段圣经不能解释是人本的这一种要求，人本的这个努力。
So we cannot interpret this as anthropocentric man's own seeking.
This is not an anthropocentric effort.不是人的努力，不是人的作为。
So this is not anthropocentric effort of man.
产生了这座永生的可能。
That produces the possibility of eternal life.
乃是神已经预定他们。
But God has predestined them.
神预备他们。
God is preparing them.
所以在过程中，你看见有一些还不信主的人。
So in the process, we see that people are still not Christian yet.
他的寻找
，his seeking，
不是世界的东西。
It's not someone that's in the world.
寻找
，he seek，
不是自己的荣耀。
Not for his own glory.
寻找
，he seek，
不是暂时的富贵。
Not a temporary wealth.
我有时候对中国人的富贵感到很不好意思。
Sometimes I feel very shameful of Chinese mentioning about prosperity and wealth.
我们中国人很注重富贵。
Because we Chinese emphasize so much on wealth and prosperity.
还有很多牧师说，耶稣从天上荣华富贵到世界上来。
And some people will say that Christ Jesus will come with a good wealth and prosperity from heaven.
我从前也以为这个就对。
In the past, I thought this right.
后来我感觉这个名词不对。
Later, I feel that this term is right.
我们要说耶稣从尊贵荣耀的天上到世界。
We must say that Christ Jesus came in honor and glory from the heaven.
不要说从荣华富贵的天上来。
Must say that he come from the heaven, which is in the prosperous and wealthy way.
你可能有富贵，而没有尊贵，有什么意思
？If you have this a prosperity but without the honor, what good is it？
一个人有荣华而没有荣耀，有什么意思
？If a man have all this vain glory without the true glory, what purpose is？
所以，如果你盼望做一个有钱的人。
If you hope to be a rich man,
你一定要借助公义的财，有钱才有价值。
You must gain your wealth through righteousness.
你盼望有容美。
If you want to have a beauty,
你不能单单的华而不实。你要有美的同荣耀才有价值。
You shouldn't have that outlook without the essence of it.
你所寻求的这一切，如果暂时就要凋谢的花一样。昙花一现就没有意思。
If all these things you are seeking but only by transitory, which is no good.
如果你寻求的东西是可以长存下去，有价值的，不能死的，不能朽坏的，那就有意思。
If it was something that can continue, that's immortal, then it is valuable.
所以诚心行善。
Those who do good persistently,
不妥协。
You never compromise.
寻求尊贵荣耀。
You seek for glory and honor.
真正的价值。
And true value.
寻找了不朽的。
And seeking for the immortality.
不被淘汰的。
That cannot be discarded.
这种对永恒有向往的人。
And those who long for eternity.
对永恒的价值有寻求的人。
Those who seek for eternal value.
上帝的寻求我的，我就给他寻。
God said that he who seek me will be found.
祈求的我就给他。
Those who ask be given.
叩门的我就给他开。
And those who knock shall be opened for them.
这些就是。那些在永恒中间，在神的预定中间，在历史的预备过程中间，走在神道路里面的人。
And these are the people who walk in the way of God in the process of history, whereby God already predetermined as the elect.
所以这件事情不能解释一个人行善就可以得永生。
So these words cannot interpret that if you do good, you'll be saved.
这些寻求的人，神给他寻见的时候，是借着福音来使他们得着他们要的。
Because these people when they seek, is it through the gospel they get what they're seeking for?
那么第二种人是什么呢
？And the second category
就是那些这个结党的
Those are self-seeking.
不顺从真理的。
And those who reject the truth.
反顺从不义的。
And those who follow evil.
这个结党的什么意思呢？
What are by those affections?
就是他们在恶事中间寻找恶人的支持，变成自言起诉的一派的意思。
For those who evil doer, they seek support from evil doers.
当一个人犯罪的时候，
When a man was a sin,
他说大家这杯怎么办呢？
They said, if people rebuke me, what can I do?
他最好的办法就找喊大家一同恶的人在一起。
They said, I will go to those who are evil doers too.
所以这些恶人结成一党，别人就不敢对付他们。
So when the evil doer become a faction, no one can oppose them.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他有了群众势力。
Because he has a mass power.
有着公共之间的这种互相的支持。
He has a corporate support.
那就变成有一个党派的结晶的力量。
And they become a party of strength.
他们就很容易对付那些反对他们的。
And very easily they oppose those that oppose them.
这是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
所以请你注意下面这几句话。
Pay attention to the statements.
你受苦的时候。
When you suffer.
常常撒旦叫你孤独感。
Many times Satan allow you to feel lonely.
你犯罪的时候，
When you sin,
Satan 常常叫你有一个合群感。
Satan calls you to have a sense of corporateness.
这是不是心理学，是灵理学。
This is psychology, this is spirituality.
或者你可以说这个 spiritual psychology.
This is spiritual psychology.
这是很可怕的东西。
This is something terrible, horrifying.
当你苦的时候，
When you suffer,
魔鬼不会说去找一大堆苦的人，大家在一起，你去看看谁跟。
Satan was never said to go and find a group of people who suffer and see whether it can be a group or not.
很奇怪的。
Very strange.
苦的人不会去找人的。
Those are suffering would not find those people who suffer.
越苦就越孤独。
The more you suffer, the more you feel alone.
越孤独越孤独，孤独到最后就自杀。
Alone, alone, and commit suicide.
那魔鬼就得胜了。
And then the Satan is victorious.
在犯罪的时候
，When you sin,
魔鬼不叫你自己犯自己犯，就变成越孤独自己犯自己欣赏自己的罪。
Satan will not allow you to sin alone, so that you have self appreciation.
他马上叫你去找一大批和你同样犯罪的人， yeah. 就是安慰说，我们这么多人在一起，大概也不错吧。
Yeah, so to find a group of people who sin together and find that we are not too bad because we are a big group.
所以你受苦的时候
，So when you suffer,
你就进房间
，You go to the room,
锁起来
，You lock yourself,
锁了好。
Lock many times,
灯关起来。
You shoot up light,
自己哭自己看不见。
You weep, you cry, you cannot see yourself.
我来开启灯来。
When you shoot on the light,
照镜子。
When you show yourself in the mirror,
这样可怜。
I'm so pitiful.
自己对自己说。
And tell yourself,
你是世界最可怜的人。
You are the most pitiful man.
没有人比你更可怜。
No one is more pitiful than yourself.
太苦了。
You're just not suffering.
自哀自怜。
And so pity.
这个叫做犯罪孤独感。哎，受苦孤独感
，and there's a loneliness and suffering.
犯罪呢
？So when you sin,
和情感
，then you send a couple.
感谢主
，praise the Lord.
不但我犯罪
，and not only I sin,
这事也同样犯罪
，and the deacon also sin.
那长老也是这样
，elder also sin.
有些牧师也这样
，some of the pastors also sin.
感谢主，我很平安
，praise the Lord. I'm very peaceful.
你就变得在罪恶中间产生了和情感
，so in the sin you have a corporateness.
你注意啊
，pay attention.
任何一种罪。
Any kind of sin,
你都会找一群人跟你一同结党。
You'll find affection for yourself.
为什么呢
？Why?
不但你自己犯
，Not only you sin yourself.
你要大家一同犯。
You want others to sin together with you.
分担罪的果子的时候，就很多人同享。
So that many people will share the results and the consequences of sin together with you.
人家说，为什么泰国经济复苏、韩国复苏、马来西亚复苏，印尼这么难复苏呢
？Why is that people say that the financial situation in the Thailand, Korea, Malaysia is revived, but not Indonesia?
是不是印尼没有经济人才吗？
Is it because we don't have financial talent?
印尼没有精明的头脑。
That we don't have good mind.
印尼有许多经济学教授，好得不得了。
And there are many good things of economists in Indonesia.
为什么这么难复苏呢？
Why is it so difficult to revive financially?
苏哈多贪污以后。
Because after sort of corrupt,
他就用钱使千千万万部下的人都贪污。
He used money to corrupt many people.
那么你现在要抓谁？
So who are you to catch?
全国都是贪污的。
Because the whole nation is corrupted.
大家说我们要反贪污。
People will say they want anti-corruption.
反贪污。反贪污。
Anti-corruption.
所以反贪污的集团起来的时候。
So when they have a clique which is anti-corruption.
就抓贪污的人。
You catch those corrupted.
他抓到的时候。
When he caught him.
为什么你贪污
?Why is he corrupted?
另外一句话。
Another word.
你贪污这么久了现在轮到你。
You've been corrupted for so long, that's my turn.
没有办法复苏。
Well, there's no way to revive.
犯罪的人找一大批人跟他一同犯罪，你很难对付。
Because those who sin, they find affection who sin together with them.
就叫做结党。
This is called affection.
现在再听下面一句话。
Now you listen.
如果在教会里面有一些结党的人，
If in the church there's a faction，
你要特别谨慎。
You must be more careful。
为什么呢？
Why？
因为结党就是那些专找含自己意正相同的人在交通，这个叫做结党。
Because those who are in faction will find those people who are same-minded with them and fellowship with them。
我对很多属灵的名词敏感的不得了。
I'm very sensitive to many spiritual terms。
有一些人说的。
The people who say，
感谢主，哇，你讲得很通。
Praise the Lord, we can fellowship。
有些人我通不来，跟你全部通。
For some people I cannot communicate, but I can help you。
我能找几个，这几个最交通，其他的不通，这不是交通，这是结党。
And this kind of communication, the communication that you are actually having faction。
交通是什么？
When I fellowship。
不同意见的人，坦白讲，我们不同在哪里？
If we disagree, then we say very frankly。
那我明白你的。
Then I understand you。
你明白我。
You understand me。
我学习你。
I learn from you。
你学习我。
You learn from me。
那叫做交通。
And that's how fellowship。
结党是什么呢？
What affection？
专找最合意见的谈，别人都不要谈，这个叫结党。
And also the fellowship with those who are same-minded。
这个 San Francisco 是最多最多同性恋的人住在一起的。
You know San Francisco is a city where they have the most number of homosexuals。
为什么呢？
Why？
因为同性的人这里跟人家亲看，那里跟人家拒绝，跑到 San Francisco， 哎，原来一大堆，他就很。
And those homosexuals are despised everywhere, and they find that there's so many homosexuals.
所以那个整个地球上同性恋结党的地方就在那边。
And that's the place whereby this homosexual accumulated.
有一次我在那边布道的时候。
And once I was preaching there,
有一个律师啊
，there was a lawyer.
他要帮助我们筹备布道会。
He wanted to help to organize this meeting.
给一个牧师用电话打电话骂了两个钟头。
But then this pastor scolded in the phone for 2 hours.
你知道不知道连 Billy Graham 都不敢在这边布道，他从中来。
Do you know that Billy Graham also dare not come to preach here? How come Stephen don't come here?
这个城市道德败坏到极点。
And this city is so immoral.
我不知道为什么 Billy Graham 不在三藩市布道。
I don't know why Billy Graham never preached in San Francisco.
是不是他一定要看包成功的地方他才去？
Does he only go to places that will succeed?
我不知道。
I don't know.
如果是的话，
so
我对他的尊重会打折扣的。
Then I have discount.To my, respect him.
最困难的地方去，我才尊重。
Because if you go to most difficult place, I will respect him.
但你知道不知道
？Do you know？
这是同性恋的地方。
This is a place of homosexuals.
还有一次，我在 UC Berkeley 大学讲道。
There was one in UC Berkeley I was preaching.
哇，那一天的聚会呢，用了 Wheeler Auditorium.
Use a Wheeler Auditorium.
就是世界著名的科学家同这个著名的教授才可以在里面讲。
If there's any famous professor and lecturer can speak there，
他们租那个大礼堂给我讲道。
So they hired that hall for me to preach，
用英文布道。
And using English to preach，
讲的题目是信仰与真理。
And also the faith and truth topic。
哇，那个时候呢，我讲这个是很重要的聚会。
I said this is a very important meeting。
很多的知识分子
，a lot of intellectuals are there。
但是靠近我讲道前两天。
And 2 days before my speech,
电话来了。
There was a call.
你要小心哦。
You must be careful.
你知道这是 Berkeley 吗？
You know this Berkeley?
UC Berkeley 吗？
You know this UC Berkeley?
Hippies 是从这里开始的。
Hippies started here.
Jesus people 是从这里开始的。
Jesus people started here.
反基督教的地方是这里很厉害的。
And this place is the anti-Christianity.
我说我知道，请你为我祷告。
I said I know. Just pray for me.
又有人打电话来了。
And someone call again.
你的英文没有他们好。
Your English not as good as they are.
你敢在这里讲你的哲学和你的神学吗？
That you can talk philosophy and theology here.
如果人当常站起来骂你，你要不要受啊？
If people will stand up and rebuke you, can you stand it?
前两个礼拜有一个教授来这里讲的，他们就把脚放在椅子上。
2 weeks ago, there's a professor who came here. They put their legs on a chair.
讲一两句，他不喜欢，他们就吹口哨责备他。
And after one or two statements, they don't like it. They whistle.
一群的人就将离开。
And they just left my group.
羞辱他。
And insult him.
你预备好了吗？
Are you prepared?
你敢来这里讲？
You dare to come here?
我说我不敢。
I said they're not.
那为什么讲？
Why do I want to say?
因为你们请我的，不是我赶来的。
Because you invited me, I am not the idea.
为什么你接受邀请？
Why said you receive an invitation?
因为神感动我去。
Because God touched my heart to go.
有人在打电话来。
Some call me again.
你要小心哦。
You must be careful.
他们当场骂你哦。
They will scold you on the spot.
你不要以为这些人像亚洲那些布道会大家听听的话。
Do not fear that these people are like Asians.
我后来就回答一句话。
Later on, I reply a word.
我早就预备被钉十字架了。
I have been prepared to be crucified.
请你们放心好了。
Just let it hard now.
那天我去以前
，before I went，
有一个老人家请我吃饭。
There's an old man who gave me a treat.
Dr. David Adney.
Dr. David Adney
是全世界 IVF 的创办人。
And IVF 是 founder.
曾经在中国宣教士很久。
He had been missionary in China before.
我跟他吃了饭。
I have a dinner with him.
他知道是很重要的聚会。
He knows it's a very important meeting.
陪我一同去。
And he accompanied me.
我讲到一个多钟头。
After one hour that I preached,
解答两个钟头。
And I have a question answer for 2 hours.
全部用英文。
And use in English.
没有一个人动。
No one
大家聚精会神听。
They're very concentrated.
我呼召很多人到前面来。
And when I call, many people came forward.
他说怎么可能？
How is it possible?
With the auditorium.
With the auditorium,
UC Berkeley,
in UC Berkeley,
这样安静的聚会
such a place with so quiet.
我说我不可能。
I said it's not possible with me.
神可能。
It's possible with God.
上帝会做这样的事。
God can do such things.
我问问题的时候，你会重新的答应同意吗
？When I ask whether you agree with homosexuals,
我说我同情，但是不同意。
I say I sympathize, I do not agree.
这些人一定很痛苦的。
And these people suffer. I say
神说不可以。
God said cannot.
我一条一条给他解释。
So I explained to them, answer my question. Praise the Lord.
我相信很多人掉在罪恶中间的时候
，Many people when they fall in sin,
他们的良心还要听上帝的话。
In their conscience,
如果有一些人自己对自己讲话
，If the people who speak to themselves,
自己决定自己。
You yourself determine for yourself.
自己肯定自己的罪。
You yourself determine your own sin.
你就接答。
And then your actions.
不顺从真理。
You disobey the truth.
反顺从不义。
And also you disobey. You
obey the truth. 选择的时候
，when have a choice,
放弃真理。
And you discount truth.
顺从不义。
And you obey the evil.
那怎么样呢
？What to do now?
上帝就用恼恨来报应他。
And God use wrath and anger to repay them.
上帝就用愤懑。来，再嫁给他们。
And God gave them wrath and anger.
上帝用愤怒、恼恨报应他们。
And with wrath and anger, that God paid them.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神使那犯罪的人心中没有真正的平安。
Because those who sin, God gave them a very disturbed heart.
我相信你听这些话，你良心深处知道这是真理。
I truly believe that when listen to this word, your conscience says this is the truth.
以赛亚书几次说。恶人必不得平安。
And the book of Isaiah said that the evil man shall not have peace in the house.
耶和华如此说。
That said Jehovah.
恶人必不得平安。
The evil ones would not have peace in the house.
上帝怒气在他的身上。
Because God's wrath is upon them.
上帝的愤恨在他的身
上。God's anger is upon them.
所以你活在神的怒气中间。
So you are living in the wrath of God.
你活在神审判的影子下面。
And also in the shadow of judgment of God.
上帝已经把他的代表放在你里面。
God has put his representative in you.
那代表是什么呢
？Who is that representative？
就是良心。
Your conscience.
良心这个字是什么
？What's conscience？
这字是 synentesis。
synentesis。
这个是希腊文的意思，就是与你一同知道的那个。
The word conoa with you。
你说我犯错，没有人知道。
You say I've done wrong.
没有人看见吗
？Nobody sees.
没有人知道吗
？Nobody knows.
上帝说你以为我很笨吗
？God said you thought I'm foolish.
我已经在你心中放了一个代表。
In you have I put my representative。
那个代表就对你说。他知道你所做的事。
And that represents say that he knows what you do.
所以这个知道拉丁文还是用同样的意思翻译。
So when it comes to Latin, still the same meaning.
是 ，since 是 conscientia.
Conscientia.
Con 就是一同。
Con together.
Science 就是我知道。
Science means I know.
Conscientia 就与我一同知道的那个叫做良心。
Conscience means the one who can know with me.
良心是什么呢
？What's conscience?
在我里面与我一同。同知道的那一个知识
，The one who in my knowledge within me that could know together with me。
你做错的时候
，When you do wrong，
谁先反对你呢
？Who is the one who opposed you first？
没有人知道吗
？Nobody knows。
你的良心先反对你
，By your conscience opposing。
你违背上帝的旨意的
，When you go against the will of God，
谁先生你的气
？Who is the one who have anger？
你自己的良心先
，Your own conscience get angry with you。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你结党。
Because your affection
不顺从真理
，you are disobeying the truth，
但不顺从不义
，you obey the evil，
上帝的恼怒就在你的身上
，God's wrath and anger is with you，
这是很可怕的。
This is horrifying。
今天的千千千万万的人天天犯罪，他不明白这些道理。
Today thousands and thousands and thousands of people are sinning today and yet do not know about this truth.
吉隆坡有差不多200万的人。
And KL we have about 2 million people.
但是上帝是这一批这一千个人好好听这些话语。
God allowed this group of people that more than 1,000 to listen to this word carefully.
是因为你要吗
？Is it because you want it?
我告诉你，别的城市要听这一篇都没有的。
Other city they want this sermon but they can't hear it.
我今天在想，我盼望上帝兴起更多比我更会讲道的人，对这个世界传扬上帝的话。
I pray that God will raise more people who can. I'm more eloquent compared to myself to preach the whole world.
但有一个人说，我等了几十年才听到你这种道理。
But there are people who say that I waited for such a long time before I heard this message from you.
当神把这些话交给你的时候
，When God has given this word to you,
你爱惜吧。
Do you treasure it?
你爱惜吗？
Do you treasure it?
你爱惜吗？
Do you treasure it?
如果你真的听神的话，
If you truly listen to the word of God,
你要顺从。
You must obey.
因为顺从神的话语的人，
Because he who obeyed the word of God,
就有平安在他的心中。
There was peace in his heart.
我们大家再看第九、第十节。
So when you read verses 9 and 10,
将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人。
So there will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil.
先是犹太人。
First for the Jew,
后是希利。
Then for the Gentiles.
第十节你们读。
Verse 10 you read.
却将荣耀、尊贵、平安将一切行义事的人，先是犹太人，后是希利。因为上帝不偏待人。那请你注意，这些话的编排是很特别的。
You know the order of this word are very important.
作恶的人呢？
What about the evil one?
上帝把患难困苦加给他们。
God give them the trouble and distress.
行善的人呢？
What are those who do
good? 荣耀尊贵平安加给他们。
Glory, honor and peace.
你注意，第七节是先对好人，后第八节讲坏人。
You know, in verse 7 and 8, it is tell about the good and then the evil.
第九节先讲坏人，第十节后讲好人。
But then in verse 9 and 10, it says about the evil one first before he says the good.
那个在讲到义人的时候，善人的时候。
When it's about the good one,
他们求什么呢？
What did they seek for?
他们寻求尊贵荣耀嘛。
They seek for glory and honor.
所以上帝把尊贵荣耀给他。
So God had given them glory and honor.
再加上一样事情。
And one more thing you added,
把平安赐给他。
Peace is given to them.
请你注意。
Pay attention.
当一个人行善，虽然没有得到多少的好处，可能在物质上吃亏，但是他就变成尊贵荣耀的人，而且心中享受的是真正的平安。
When a one was to do good, he may not have gained much, but then he has a true peace within him.
I might not be rich.
我可能不是很富有。
I might not be prosperous.
我或许不是很富贵。
But I am so peaceful.
但是我很平安。
The peace of God and His goodness and truth is within me.
神的平安跟真理在我里面。
这是一定的。
That's sure.
这是定律。
That is the law.
已经赐下来。
God has given.
但那些是作恶的。
Those who have done evil,
they can be rich.
他们可能富有。
They can be prosperous.
他们可能富贵。
But they will never enjoy the true spiritual peace in their life.
他们从来没有享受心灵的平安。
Because God never gave this to them.
因为神从来没把这个平安给他们。
为什么呢？
Why?
因为上帝不偏待人。
Because God show no favoritism.
偏待人这个字希腊文什么意思？
Favoritism, what's the meaning in Greek?
就是你低过头，你很痛苦的时候，他把你拿起来。
That is when you bow your head, you suffer, God lifted your head.
Don't be inferior.
不要感到这个自卑。
Don't be sad.
不要感到悲哀。
You need not to bind yourself in grief.
我们不必在这个忧愁里面低头。
I lift your head up.
我把你的头抬起来。
我把你的头抬起
来。I lift up your head.
上帝说
，God said，
我会把你的头抬起来。
I will lift up your head.
我不让你受亏待。
I will not allow you to be maltreated.
深渊在我。
God, I'm the one who avenges.
上帝是公义的上帝。
God is a righteous God.
上帝是良善的上帝。
God is the one who judges.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
今天可能你为义受了一些苦。
Today, may you suffer for the sake of righteousness.
你可能因为追求良善被人轻看。
Maybe because you seek for goodness, you are being despised.
虽然因为你是为了信仰给人家藐视。
Maybe because your faith, you are being despised.
但你恒心行善。
But you do good persistently.
寻求公义，寻求尊贵荣耀。
Seeking for glory and honor.
寻求永远不朽的福气。
Seeking for the immortal goodness.
虽然人看不起。
Even though people despise you,
上帝说我不偏待你。
God said, I will not show favoritism.
我把你的头抬起来。
I'll lift up your head.
你要勇敢。
You must be brave.
继续下去。
Continue.
因为那些暂时富贵的邪恶人。
And those evildoers, temporarily they're prosperous.
我的恼怒在他身上。
My wrath and anger is upon them.
那些行善受苦的人。
Those who do good and suffer.
我的平安赐给他。
My peace is given to them.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
We bow and pray.